Now, we see here the pouring out of the fourth bowl. And the fourth poured out his bowl upon the sun, and it was given to it to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God who hath the power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Now, the Lord Jesus predicted that there would be signs in the sun in the great tribulation. He said, there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars upon the earth. Distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. That's Luke 21:25. Now, the Old Testament had a great deal to say about judgment in the great tribulation due to the excessive heat of the sun. In Deuteronomy 32:24, they shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. Then Isaiah in 24:6, therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. You'll recall back in Malachi, we saw, behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. It shall leave them neither root nor branch. Now, all the Lord would have to do today is to remove one or two blankets of atmosphere, and it would heat us up, I'll tell you that. In fact, I feel like that in some of the summers we've been having in Southern California, that he took off a blanket or two. And then all he'd have to do would be to pull the earth a little closer to the sun. Not much, but we wouldn't be able to survive. But this is a frightful period in which Isaiah states that the earth will be decimated at that time. And that bears out what our Lord said, except those days should be shortened, no flesh would be saved. And his own are preserved. He said concerning them, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. This promise is quite meaningless to us today, but it's going to be a great comfort to the believer in the great tribulation. And yet we're told here that in spite of all of that, men blaspheme the name of God. Now, friends, that shows that the human heart is incurable, and no amount of punishment will purify and change it. And by the same token, the great tribulation is not for the purification of the church. Nowhere is it stated that. Nowhere is it stated that the saints are being purified by the great tribulation. It's a judgment upon the earth.